Our Father, lead us now as we study. Direct us by the Holy Spirit. I know, dear Heavenly Father, that the natural man receiveth not the things of God. They are spiritually discerned, and he cannot know them. I know that, Father. Therefore, unless the Spirit of God speaks to my heart and through these lips of clay, then there will be no everlasting good accomplished through the radio broadcast on this day. So, Lord, honor thy word and save souls, and may backslidden souls rededicate their lives. And we'll give God the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, we're living in a changing age, religiously, politically, financially, in every way. Every way that you can think of and everything you can talk about is changing. Everything. Styles and ways and everything. Now, we hear today the gospel of the positive side. In other words, we're not supposed to say, thou shalt not. And even some are teaching that you're not supposed to tell a child that they can't do this or can't do that. And young people are being taught never to suppress desires, but yield to all desires. Never suppress. Never tell a child that they cannot. And don't ever go in the pulpit and tell people, thou shalt not do this and thou shalt not do that. But you know, I was studying for the message today, and I was praying and just saying, Lord, just show me and lead me. And God showed me some things that I want to show you. Now, in Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 14, the man of wisdom, Solomon, of course, God dictated to his heart these proverbs. But the man of wisdom says in Proverbs 4:14, enter not into the path of the wicked. Enter not into the path of the wicked. Now, there are many other passages in the Word of God that we could read along the same line, along the same path. But I'm going to give you a few verses. As time permits, I may not get through. But I want you to notice some knots, N-O-T-S. In other words, thou shalt not. Now, we're told today that you should never tell people that they can't do this and they can't do that. You're supposed to preach a tender, loving gospel and persuade them through love and tenderness. You should never say, thou shalt not. Now, in 2 Corinthians 6:14, the Bible distinctly says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, I believe that has many angles. I mean by that, I don't believe a child of God should marry an unsaved person. I don't. I don't believe a born-again girl should marry a sinner boy. I don't believe a born-again boy should marry a sinner girl. I do not. I believe the Bible is distinctly against it, and I believe when any young Christian marries an unbeliever, I believe you're marrying yourself into trouble. Oh, but you say, Brother Green, I know a case where a dear girl married a drunkard and she converted him. Well, I'm going to tell you, if you know it, God bless your dear heart. It's 1 out of 100,000. You might dig up one case where some precious girl married a sinner and got him in church and he was gloriously saved. That may be true. You may dig up an isolated case, but I'm telling you, when you bring your isolated cases, I'll produce letter after letter after letter, testimony after testimony from people who married unbelievers and they've been living in hell ever since they did. Now, the Bible says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. I believe it means more than that. I believe that we in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe we who are fundamental Bible-believing gospel Christians, and I mean by that, we believe in the shed blood, we believe in the virgin birth, we believe in the blood atonement, we believe in salvation by grace through faith, we believe in consecration, dedication, surrender. I don't believe God wants us linked up and hooked up and united with a bunch of modernists and blood-denying men and women, preachers and religious leaders. I do not. I believe the Son of God, when he dictated those words to the Apostle Paul, be not unequally yoked together unbelievers, I believe he was talking not only to young couples who are going to marry, but I believe he's talking to born-again people who are looking for a church home. You should join a church. You should unite with a church. You should get in a church that lifts up the blood-stained banner of the Son of God and does not compromise the gospel nor have any part in modernism or any other ism, schism, or spasm, if you please. And God knows this country's full of them. I thank God for the dear ministers. I thank God for the dear churches. I thank God for the dear people who have a standard of Christianity that is based upon the New Testament, and they don't put up with any foolishness one way or another. Amen. You know, if the devil can't drive you down one blind alley, he'll drive you down another one. And if he can't drive you into one route, he'll drive you another. I tell you, the devil doesn't want you to stop at a happy medium Bible Christianity based upon the fundamentals of the faith and the Word of God. Be not. All right, now there's the be not of being unequally yoked. Now the second one I want you to notice is in 2 Corinthians 6:17. 2 Corinthians 6:17. And this is the touch not. And beloved, I want to say the Bible says, touch not the unclean. I wish some of the folks, God bless you, who preach this lovey-dovey, sweet chocolate-covered, sugar-coated gospel that you're supposed to love this and love that and love the other, and you're not supposed to preach against this, and you're not supposed to hurt people's... Listen, the Bible says, touch not the unclean. Anything that's unclean is not clean, and anything that's not clean is unclean. Anything that's not godly is ungodly, and anything that's ungodly is not godly. So, my friend, in spite of the fact that people are trying to rub out the mark that separates holiness from unholiness and righteousness from unrighteousness and godliness from ungodliness, in spite of the fact that mankind and religion is trying to rub out the mark, I say it's still there in the Word of God. God thunders out, touch not the unclean. Keep your hands off. Lay off. Beware. Touch not. That's negative. That's negative preaching. We are to love the Lord with all our heart, certainly, but we are to touch not the unclean. And anything that's ungodly and unrighteous, and anything that's of the world, of the devil, we are commanded by the Lord God Almighty to keep our hands off of it, keep our eyes off of it, and touch it not. So, be not unequally yoked together. Touch not the unclean. Number three, in 1 John 2:15, and I know some people may get tired of hearing me refer to this verse, but brother, it's in the little book that says, these things write I unto you that your joy may be full. Now, I may use this verse of Scripture again and again and again on the radio, and some of you may say, I get tired of hearing Green quote that verse, but brother, it's still in the book. And this is the love knot. First of all, be not unequally yoked. Number two, touch not the unclean. Number three, love not the world. I tell you, that's negative. Negative. We talk about the fatherhood of God. Yes. God's the father of the human race, but God's not the father of all mankind. I mean, spiritually speaking. It's true that God created Adam, and God made the first man, and God removed a rib from his side and made the first woman. But in the realm of spiritual thinking and spiritual living, we are not brothers. The brotherhood of man and the fatherhood of God's not taught in the Bible. All born-again people are brothers and sisters in the Lord. All saved people are brothers and sisters in the Lord. But if you're not saved, if you're not washed in the blood, if